you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. And also Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday, Marianne.
It is, and I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be a great program. In fact, I have three special guests in the studio. And one, I don't know how she's gotten away over these 25 years not being on the broadcast. I've had her husband, Dr. David Webb, on. Their daughter, Christine Hendricks now, and Judy, who I love, and it's an endearing name, Jumping Judy. She's full of energy.
Oh, gracious.
Jumping Judy, finally, after 25-plus years, is joining me. And what I love about Judy, many things, her gift of music, her love for the Lord, how she's raised four fantastic daughters, compliments David Webb and the many things he does, but she's a reluctant guest. And those are the kind I love pulling
you're always trying to dig those out.
Oh, yeah. They don't want the limelight. They don't want to really be here. But Judy, God has used you in so many different ways, your talents and gifts in music.
Yeah.
You've done some organ recitals.
Oh, yeah.
You teach at the Urbana Seminary.
Yeah.
I think I saw a workshop or a symposium or seminar or session that you were doing. You lead worship at Grafted Fellowship.
Yes.
And, I don't know. You're busy about the Lord's work. A free agent for Jesus.
Free agent.
Yeah.
It sounds like hospitality might be one of your gifts because you have two fantastic guests that you've brought.
Yeah, so how about introducing these special guests? And in fact, on Sunday, two of you led the worship, so it was kind of fun, and that's what led me to tracking down your guy's daughter, and then she said, my parents are going to be here for another week. I think you're going to St. Louis soon, but you're here for at least another week, and I said, well, we'll have to bring them in for Testimony Tuesday. So Judy, before you introduce our special guests, we found on YouTube moments ago a song that you are a part of, Jennifer. You sing with four other members. So we're going to play a little, about a minute or so of that song, and then Judy Webb will come on and formally introduce you. So thank you for being available for Testimony Tuesday.
Mark, I'm honored and very happy to introduce to you Jennifer and Samuel Ogembo. They are here visiting from Kenya. We know their daughter Joy's been part of our family since she's been here for the last, you said she's been here 4 years already, huh? But this is their first time visiting in the United States.
And on Sunday, I know you called her to participate in the worship service, so you're getting to know some of their gifts and talents.
Yeah.
And before we prayed up the program, you mentioned their heart for reaching people and their love for the Savior and their depth. It seemed like through your prayer you were communicating you've gotten to know them the last few days and their commitment to following Jesus. So talk a little about that, and then we're going to have them on this Testimony Tuesday share some of their faith journey.
Yeah, I found a lot about them. I just feel like they're part of our family already. And Jennifer and I share a lot of the same interests and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful musician. She plans worship for her church back in Kenya. So the two of us, for our church, planned it this week, and we're going to plan it again next week.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel is a reader he taught math. He's very well educated, and he's been spending a lot of time reading, but he's a man of God. I can tell, well, Jennifer is a woman of God, but they both have a very deep faith, mm-hmm. and it's been just wonderful being able to share with them.
Mm-hmm. How nice.
Now, we're going to start with ladies first. Jennifer, when I asked a special verse or a passage of Scripture, you said, well, I love John 3:16, but you also pointed out Psalm 27, verse 4, is special and dear to your heart. Tell us about it.
When I read these Psalms, it brings me so close to God as a person living. If we were living without God, then life would not be having any meaning. Hmm. But this psalm brings me close to him. What else should I be doing with my life on earth? The best that I would do is to be in the house of God, to serve him, and to draw from all the blessings that he has. That psalm covers so much for me for the whole of my Christian journey.
Hmm. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. Hmm. And Samuel, you like Psalm 23, all the psalm. It's a great one and a familiar of many, but the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be at want. Talk about the Lord being your shepherd.
Yes, the Lord has been keeping me and guiding me. He has been my shepherd. Hmm. Wherever I go, when I trust in him, he has made me go through valleys, deep valleys, difficulties come. But when I ask him to guide me, he has guided me. I knew him when I was a young man through the prayers of my father. My father used to love the Lord. In the morning, I used to hear him pray when I was a young man. Then I asked myself, this prayer my father is praying, he must be asking someone for guidance. Mm-hmm. And I saw this particular person guided us, and it's God. And I believed in God, and I've seen him guide me through the days of my life up to now.
Praise God.
I think you were mentioning that your parents and grandparents were followers of Jesus. And was it a missionary, or who helped introduce your family to Christianity?
Yes, there was Buona Ines in Nyakach, AIC. The early missionaries came. They met my, first of all, they met my grandfather. That's the father of my mother. And then they were welcomed by that father of my mother. That's my grandfather. My father was young at that time. He told us the story that they used to come from Nyabondo, Nyakach, in horses. They used to use horses. And they, my father and other converts, they left the other people and they converted to one place where they were being taught the word of God. So he knew the word of God when he was young. And when we grew up, he told us the story. And when I was even young, we used to have even some of those missionaries, our good friends, my good friends, the ones who mentored me when I was a young man. There was a Downing, the Downing family. And I know there was also Cameroon's family who also guided my wife when she was in school. So these people have been very encouraging to us. So the Lord has been my shepherd, and now he has been our shepherd and has guided us up to this particular time.
Now, was God's word translated into your language, or did you know English at the time?
Definitely, it was translated to our language. It is Luo. In fact, at home, we sing in Luo, we pray in Luo, everything we do in our language, the mother tongue. Mm-hmm. And even in our home, my father, because he had known the Lord, he built a church, AIC Kothim, and it's where they converge at home. And then after that, we left home, we came out, and the Lord has still been guiding us throughout our life up to this time.
Now, Jennifer, I guess your parents also were followers of Jesus. Take us through a little bit of your faith journey.
I start backward because that's where my pivot is. My mother, my home place, we had missionaries who came in our village. And as my husband says, so many people left the other traditional ways of life and converged at the mission center. That's where my mother got Christ as her personal savior. So in my family, as we grew up, we went to Sunday school organized by the mission station, and we learned a lot about God. And wonderfully, as children, we grasped the story of salvation, the story of hell, life, the narrow road, all that was just clear to us. Then as I moved on with that grounding in Christian faith in Sunday school, and I will forever thank my Sunday school teachers for that. And my mama helped me to grow as a child. I remember when I reached age 10, it was time for me to decide to love the Lord, to take up Christ as my Savior or not. That was my decision moment, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. When I shared with some older Christian, I was very excited, and I told her, Mom, look, Auntie, we call them Auntie, I've received Christ as my Savior. Then she commented, you girls, you know, for girls, Jesus is as slippery as a fish. You'll never make it. Then I went to my mom. I told my mama, I'm resigning. I'm told girls will never be saved. Girls will never stand. Then mom told me, look here, when you go, you want to hold Jesus, obviously you will fail. Let Jesus hold you. Then you will stand firm. Let's say, just stand firm. Even children can accept the Lord. You remember the verse where Christ said, bring these children unto me, for to such belong the kingdom of heaven. You remember that? I said, yes. Okay, mom, I will walk the journey of faith with you. And so we walked together, and only two of us knew the Lord in my family. A family of total family of eight children, plus mom and dad, so that made 10. But only the two of us, we were saved. But with mom, we tried to bring the other family members close. We could have evening prayers and singing, and we moved on till we walked that journey. And one thing also I would like to say about my salvation. When I was age 10, this time I was deciding, God spoke to me through nature. I love nature. And so when I just went out and saw the beauty, the sunshine, the sunset, and the trees, and very, very strange birds and insects, and all these wonders of creation, and I asked myself, who am I? Who am I? Where am I going? And why am I here on this planet Earth? And then I would say, I would pinch my body and say, who am I? But then I moved on, and the Lord just confirmed to me that I am your Creator, I'm your Savior. And I said, I'll take that, Lord. Take me.
I'm mindful of that scripture about with the handiwork of God, all creation testifies to Him.
Yes, it does.
And I think I had a very similar experience when I was around 10 or 11 at a church camp, and it was looking up at the stars and the sky and thinking, that didn't just happen. There's a creator, a designer, and we had just heard a message about Jesus being Lord and Savior, and God was tugging at our hearts. And I remember asking Him into my life that very night, because sin separates us from this holy God. But Jesus was sent so that we can be redeemed and we can have a relationship. And you use the word a personal Savior, and I'm going to ask Samuel to talk a little about what does it mean to have Jesus as a personal Savior, because there are people tuning in today, traveling to work, maybe far from God or not even ever entertaining that you can have a relationship with God, that there's such a thing as God really loving somebody. So Samuel, how would you talk to somebody that says, how can you have a personal relationship with a God, because I don't even know if God exists?
Yes. I also, after having known the Lord, I had a lot of struggle at the beginning. The struggle was there were so many opposing forces. The first thing I did, as I was advised, to take the Bible, the Word of God. That one was in Luo when I was young. I was 12 years old. I read the book of God. I read the Bible. I read it. There were so many promises which were given there. When I became stronger, is that when we had problems were there. As a student, sometimes you may find you have no school fees to pay, and sometimes you don't have the food because there's no food, there's not much enough in the home. We go to the Lord. I used to see my father going to the Lord. We go to the Lord and pray. We knew there was someone who listens, and we get something from somewhere. So God talks to somebody seriously, and they come, they give us something, and the school fees we paid, we went on through, and went through life. So I knew there is an invisible being who understands me more than anybody else. Whenever I ask anything, he answers. Whenever I need something, I go to him. I don't have to go through anybody else. I just go to him, and he answers. Mm. That one has been an encouragement for me over the years. And I've seen him making us go through when I was young, got married. After that, got children. Now I'm an old man. And I can see 100% that this person is capable of leading us. And one thing which encouraged me, that when I'm here, I'm safe. But when I also die, because we shall die one day, I know I also will be safe. There are two things. When you are here, I know I'm safe when I'm in his hand. Whatever happens to me, I am known that it is because he has accepted it to happen. And when it happens, when I die, I'll also be safe. And that's the most important thing, because when we die, we shall be there forever. Mm-hmm. And then we shall be safe in the hand of the Lord.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, I love that concept about God's permissive will. Like, nothing can happen outside of his permissive will.
Definitely.
And he has our eternal perspective mind. And so he knows the end from the beginning. He knows even the hard things that we go through. Maybe it's to refine our character. Maybe it's to have us cling or hold on to Jesus.
Yes.
Maybe it's just a course correction.
Yes.
But he loves us and he cares for us and he'll guide us through.
So, Samuel, I would love to hear you read this favorite, or at least part of it, this favorite psalm of yours in your own language, Luo, I think.
In Luo, yeah.
Yeah. Or not read it, say it. I get it, since we don't have it here.
I can see it again. Jehovah Jakwada, Okana Lurgi Moro, Omian de Legima, Ulmio Anindo Elegimangich, Oteluchu Uritunya.
Praise God. Thank you.
Now, Marianne, I'm sure this probably touches your heart, knowing that your parents were missionaries and you lived in Africa for many years, and you know the impact that missionaries bring to a country when they bring God's word or their vehicles of God to bring hope and healing. Is there a stirring in your heart as you get to know these two?
It's incredible right now, and it's always incredible. I was in Africa almost 60 years ago, so it was a long time ago, as a child. And even today, the children in that bush country and in that place, they've grown up and they have children. And we hear from them, and we hear from so many people. And they're like, I remember you. I remember your father. I remember so long ago. And somehow just seeing them or you or anyone, it just makes all the days of being way out there and not having enough water and not having enough of this and that, it makes it all count. Count big.
And then having that eternal perspective. And I love what you have said, Samuel, about to live as Christ is to die as gain.
Yes.
You know that you have an eternity, a destiny with God the Father.
Yes.
And yet you obviously want to be around for your family and Jennifer and your other children. But you have the proper perspective that I'll live this day for the Lord. But if he calls me home, I'm ready to go.
Correct.
Well, it would be remiss of me if I didn't have you do a little shout-out, Samuel, for Jennifer. Where did you two meet, and was it love at first sight? You know, you might not be used to sharing this a lot in Africa, but or in
we like to hear
Kenya,
that story.
Yeah, we Americans, we want to hear a little bit of the love story.
Yes, my side, I had been praying to get a good wife. I was sharing with her yesterday. I've been praying, not for a short time, I prayed for a number of years, to God to lead me to somebody and the right person. People could come, but I was not sure whether they are the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knew the past, the present, and the future. That's what guided me.
Mm-hmm.
So one time, I used to go for conferences, and I was to be a leader. I was a group leader. When I was a group leader, so it happened, I had not known her. She also had gone to that meeting where I went. So she was in charge, also went as a group leader, a counselor. I also was one. So I looked at her. I saw there was something good in this person. But, you know, I didn't tell her. We could only just talk casually like that. Then after that, when we departed, I told her to give me her address. Give mm-hmm. me, because those days were no telephone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't have phones.
So you saw beauty inside and outside.
I used to see the mm-hmm. way she was doing things, you mm-hmm. know, and then something.
I'm embarrassing her now. She's kind of looking down.
I know you are.
I like doing that to people.
Oh, how nice.
And then she, I saw something. At this day in my mind, I knew something good in this person. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't say much because, you know, there was a lot of some little fear, you know. Sure. You cannot be sure, but, you know, I told her just to give me a number. Give me a way I can address because, you know, there were no phones. So she gave me an address. She went away. Then I wrote to her letter, just greeting her. Mm-hmm. She replied. So wow. we kept on, and we wrote letters. She was in another place, which was about more than 300-500 kilometers away from where I was working. Mm-hmm. She also was working. Kube God was leading us.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. you are a wise man because you have a beautiful and charming and elegant wife. And mm-hmm. she's beautiful on the inside for sure and the outside. I'm glad you two found each other.
Yeah. Now, is there a way that we can be in prayer for Kenya or prayer for you two in your work and desire to lead people to the Lord and to just walk in God's ways?
Yeah, let me say, as we shared with my brother, Dr. Webb, I have retired. Mm-hmm. I retired at 70 years after working for a number of years. So now I am going to dedicate my life or my time to the youth. Because the young people, I see they are getting lost. I will be moving to schools if I get time. I don't have time, but I will be going back to home. I will be moving to schools to spread the word of God mm-hmm. and also help them, encourage them how they can pass mathematics.
Mm, wonderful. I feel like I need to be taught.
Now, is that something you're just going to do on your own? You just feel like the Lord has said, Samuel, you're going to have some free time now, initiate with students?
I'll use my resources and other people who will help me here and there. I will do it as mm-hmm. I go around because there is a lot to be done. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've decided.
And Jennifer, any special prayer requests for yourself or for the people of Kenya?
Oh, yes. One for Kenya, my beloved country. We have quite a lot happening in families. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard over the news. There is a depression because of one reason or the other. Families are troubled. We have families killing one another. That's our prayer, mm-hmm. that the Lord may visit us at family level. There's so many needs. And with my retirement time, I see the Lord is leading me to practice my counseling, assist people who are hurt, people who are grieving. And the Lord is actually bringing them to me even without me going to them. But I welcome them. So that's my prayer, that the Lord may use me in this field to help them through. I've also done counseling, so I'm a counseling professional. So with this and my medical experience, I would combine all this and above all, lead them to Christ. Mm-hmm. Those who have known Christ, they may be stronger. Those who don't know him, they may accept Christ who brings meaning to mm-hmm. our lives as we walk on this planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. And we'll certainly include your ministry of music and leading worship
yes,
in
yes,
your group.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Well, thank you, Samuel and Jennifer and Jumpin' Judy for being a part of Testimony Tuesday and Marianne for assisting. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link. And we'll be praying you guys up and mm-hmm. praying that the Lord will touch everyone tuned in today, helping them recognize that he loves you, that he has a plan and purpose for your life, that he cares, and that he sent Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to be the Savior of us all. So draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, Samuel and Jennifer Ogambo, and Jumpin' Judy Webb with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.